The Victorina Stream has been around now for several years. Humanware released the first version in 2005 and the new generation, which I'm going to review today, in 2012, I think it was. It's a very compact Daisy player, which also allows you to record notes. You can listen and subscribe to podcasts. You can listen to music. You can listen to Audible books because it supports Audible, and also any books that you download from RNIB Overdrive as well. And of course, the full Daisy complement of talking books. So there's a lot that this machine does. It's fully TTS, so it has a nice voice for the menu. And you can also open documents as well and read text files with the a cappella voices. So it is fully functional. It is a specialist player, no screen, and it's even got internet radio now as well. So it's really a bit of an all-rounder. And actually, if I had to pack quickly and leave and go on a desert island, my Victorina Stream new generation would be one of the first items I would put in my case. If I go away, I pack it as well and take it with me. I just think it's great, to be honest. It's got a little speaker on it as well, but you mainly use it, well, I do anyway, on headphones, and it's absolutely superb. So I'm going to introduce you to the Victorina Stream, have a walk around it, and show you a couple of the functions. If we start on the front of the machine, we've got three buttons on the top. They're all tactile buttons on this machine. You just can't go wrong with them, to be honest. So if you have sensitivity issues in your fingers, you'll be actually fine with this because you can feel all the buttons. So starting from the top, on the left-hand side is a square button, and it's got a little ridge on it to indicate that it's different from another square button. And this one is your go-to key. In the middle, there's a round key, and that is your airplane mode. So if you press and hold that, it actually connects you to Wi-Fi. If you're connected to Wi-Fi and you've put your password in, so you can listen to internet radio, or you can update the machine that way. So you can turn that on or off. And I tend to turn it on and keep airplane mode on when I'm just listening to books because it conserves battery. And then on the top right is another square button, which is just a plain square, nothing on it to indicate. And this is your bookmark key. When you stop reading a book, you don't have to put a bookmark in. You can if you would rather, and you can go to your bookmarks. But to be honest, it does remember where you left off when you start the machine up again. It starts off in the place where you were. So you can use bookmarks, and that facility is there. Below these keys is your telephone keypad, and the number 5 key has two dots, one either side of it. They're little sort of oblong shaped keys, so they are really nice to feel. Everything stands out. Below these is your clock and timer key, so you can just press it for the time and date and press and hold it in to set the clock settings and everything for your sleep timer. And below these are three keys. The left hand key at the bottom is your back key, so you can rewind. In the middle is your play key, and to the right is your forward button, so you can wind forward as well. It's really, really simple to use. On the top of the unit is your SD card slot. Always remove that card when the machine is turned off. It goes up to 32 gig, but I think you get a 2 gig SD card with it when it comes. And next to that is your 3.5 headphone socket. There is a speaker, as I say, as well on the machine, but I personally prefer listening to it on headphones. It's just personal preference, really. On the left side of the machine at the top is a round little on-off button. That's your power. You press and hold that for a few seconds, and then you get a long beep to tell you that it's loading. And if you press the button, just tap it while it's on, the buttons below the power button, which are up and down volume, these will act also as your speed and tone controls. So its default is volume, so you just turn it up and down with the two buttons. But if you press the power button once when it's on, just tap it, then it will change to speed, so you can adjust the speed of your listening. And then if you tap it again, you can adjust the tone. So there's plenty of scope there for adjusting the settings. On the bottom of the unit is your micro USB socket. So you get the cable with it and you plug that into the plug that goes into the wall. And then on the right hand side is an external microphone socket, and below this is your record button. So if you want to record at any time, anywhere, you just press and hold that until the voice says start recording. And it's very easy to use. You just press it again to stop it. So it has a notes function that, you know, enables you to sort of, when you're out and about, if you take your Victor Reader Stream, then you can just take notes. The next thing to tell you about really is the fact of the size. It's about the size of a pack of cards, really, a good nice pack of playing cards. It comes with a sort of a rubberized little case that you can put it in, where all the buttons and the ports are on display. But there's also a leather case that you can buy as an addition. It's £35, and the leather case really does protect the unit. I've got mine in one of these and I recommend it for the simple reason that it's got a flap that goes over the front, so you don't have to have your keys on show. It goes right over the port at the bottom as well. They have magnets, so it sort of goes like that to shut it. And all your sort of your jacks and everything are not hidden, so you can put in your headphones and all the rest of it. And it's also got a strap as well, this case, and it's got a little zip compartment on the top of it where you can store an extra couple of SD cards if you want to. But as I say, that case is leather and it's £35, and it doesn't come with the unit. You just get a little rubber shell that you put the unit into, which for some people might just be fine. So let's meet the Victor Reader Stream. What I'll do is I've got it plugged into something like an external speaker, so hopefully we'll be able to hear this. So if you press and hold the on-off button, here we go. So we'll just wait for him to speak.
Welcome to Victor Reader. Wonders of the Solar System by Brian Cox and Andrew Cohen.
So, if you've got it on Talking Books...
Connected to Wi-Fi.
Thank you. If you've got it on Talking Books, then it will announce the book that you're on. Okay? If you're on a podcast, it will just say podcast and it will tell you the name. If you've got it on Notes, it will say Notes and it will tell you how many there are. So it depends where you've got it. I actually have it on Talking Books. I've slowed it down to normal speed because I normally have it up at about speed 5. Depending on the reader of the book, I don't like it at normal speed, so I speed it up a bit more. But I've put it to normal today just for the purpose of this review so you can understand what's going on. Now, the telephone keypad on this device, the buttons act as different sort of shortcuts, if you like, that you can get to. But the easiest button to use is number 1, and it's obviously on the top left of the telephone keypad, and that is called your bookshelf. And you can skip, when you're in the bookshelf, through all the different categories that you've got, for instance, music or notes or podcasts or audible books, whatever. And I'll show you exactly what I mean by this. If you don't have music on your device, it won't show music on the bookshelf. If you don't have an audible book on the bookshelf, it won't show it. So it only shows you what you've got there in your categories, which is really useful because if you've got loads of folders on there and they're empty and you don't use them, you don't really want to see them. So if you were to put music on your SD card, then it would show up as music on your bookshelf. So I'm sure you get the idea. So we'll go through the bookshelf first. If I press number 1.
Bookshelf. Talking Books. 4. Books. 4.
Wonders of the Solar System by Brian Cox and Andrew Cohen.
So it tells you that I've got 4 Talking Books in there, and it tells you the book that I'm actually on at the moment. Now, if I wanted to skip through my list of Talking Books, I would use the arrow keys 4 and 6 to go through the books in that particular category. So if I go to number 1 again on the bookshelf.
Other Books. 1. Book. 1.
The Darkest Evening of the Year.
Okay, so I've got other books, which I've obviously downloaded a book from Overdrive, and you can put your MP3 books in there in that folder, and it tells you in the text to speech voice what that book is. Okay, Darkest Evening of the Year. So if I go to number 1 again.
Audible Books. 2. Books. 1.
Broken Promise. Unabridged.
Okay, so this is the Audible Books folder. And again, if I wanted to go through each of the shelves, I would use the 4 and 6 keys to go through the books and find the one I'm looking for.
Saved podcasts. 1. Episode. 1.
Olympus-LS-100-recorder-review.mp3.
Okay, so that's an Olympus podcast that I've got in there.
Notes. 0. Notes.
I don't have any notes, but if I did, it would tell me how many I had.
Talking Books.
So I'm back.
4. Books. 4.
Wonders of the Solar System by Brian Cox and Andrew Cohen.
So I'm actually back at the Talking Books shelf now, as you can hear. And if I wanted to continue listening to that book, which is great, by the way, it's really interesting. But anyway, if I wanted to listen to that book, I would just press the play key.
Read by Matt Williamson. It lasts 6 hours and 57 minutes.
Okay, I stopped it there and then started it again because I thought he was going to stop. But anyway, it tells you how long it lasts and then it gives you all the blurb and then you can start reading. And if you want to jump through the book, you can choose to jump through headings, pages, chapters. And you can, some books even have, Daisy Books have a sort of a text version that runs alongside the audio version. And you just press number 9 on your keypad to jump to the text version of that book. So it does have an awful lot of features for Daisy users, Daisy readers. It's a great little device for things like that. But I want to show you one of its other features, and that is internet radio, because on this machine, the internet radio became available and it's got a lot of stations. So we'll jump to that. And to do that, I'll press my little round button in the middle of my device at the top.
Bookshelf, internet radio, 2. Playlists, 1. Favorites.
Okay, so I've got a favorites playlist of my own, which it's highlighted. If I wanted to see what else was on here, I would just move for the number 6 key.
2. Humanware playlist.
English United Kingdom.
Okay, so in the Humanware playlist, they've given you loads of things to listen to, loads of stations, but I've gone and searched for my own list of stations and I've put them in favourites, which is really useful.
Search on iTunes.
Search on iTunes. Now, iTunes is the database that you can search for music stations on here, and you just use your keypad to type in the name. It turns into a text keyboard like a phone used to be. So you can actually search for stations if you want to, if they're not in one of the lists.
1. Favorites.
Okay, so we'll go into favorites, and to do that, I just press the hash key, which is always your confirm button.
7105.4 FM, Magic 105.4 FM, more music, less talk, London, United Kingdom.
Okay, so that's Magic 105. So now that's the station that it happens to be on. Now, if I press the play button.
Instead of being trialled in London and Kent, extend it. And Leicester begin the defence of their Premier League title when they take on Hull this lunchtime.
Okay, so that gives you a flavour of what the radio is. That's obviously the news being read out on Magic 105. And that's what you do. You go through the station list in your folder.
8. 95.8 Capital FM minus 48 KAC plus London, United Kingdom.
Okay, so that's Capital Radio. As I say, I've got loads of different stations on this device, and also Humanware give you a really good playlist of all the BBC stations and all the main kind of stations that you would want. But you can search for them yourself as well. If you like international stuff, and I've got some international stations on here, then you can do that. You can also update this machine through the Wi-Fi. If you put your Wi-Fi key in, you not only get your internet radio, but you can also update the machine. And there is a search facility on Wikipedia as well. So there is a lot involved with this machine. It's just a fantastic little device. As I say, you can listen to podcasts, music, record notes, which I'm going to do now, by the way. I'm going to disconnect the cable from my speaker because I'll get feedback. And I'll show you what happens if I record a note. So I'll go back to the bookshelf.
Bookshelf. Talking Books. 4. Books. 4. Wonders of the Solar System by Brian Cox and Andrew Cohen.
So you can hear the actual speaker now. You're listening to the internal speaker of the device. So if I press the record key...
Start recording.
This is a test using the Victorida Stream New Generation.
Stop recording. Note 1. Created 4.
Wonders of the Solar System by Brian Cox and Andrew Cohen.
Well, it keeps telling me about my book there, of course, because I'm sitting on the talking bookshelf. So what I need to do to retrieve my note is press number 1 for my bookshelf.
Other books. 1. Audible books. Saved podcast. Notes.
Here we go.
1. Note. 1.
Okay, so it's just the one note I have, so I just press the play button.
This is a test using the Victorida Stream New Generation.
End of note.
So you can speed these up and slow them down, and you can delete them as well. So if I wanted to delete that note, for instance, I would press number 3 on the keypad.
Delete note. 1. Press the confirm key to confirm, or any other key to cancel. Deleted. Notes.
So that's it. I just deleted it. And to confirm, you use the hash key, which is the right of the 0 key. So it is quite straightforward to have a series of notes where you can skip between them, use the number 4 key and the number 6 key always to get through the different categories in the shelf. And then to skip between shelves, use your number 1 key to go through your bookshelf or your podcasts or whatever. So that's really all there is to the Victorida Stream. It's as complicated or as simple as you want to keep it. It's a really, really nice unit. Price-wise, I think at the moment it's about £225. You can get it from Humanware directly on 01933 415800. Or you can get it through RNIB. Just contact the helpline, really, 0303 123 9999. If you want spare batteries, you can get those as well. And you can obviously order the leather case as well. So I hope this has been useful. And I'll just turn off the Victorida Stream so you can hear what it sounds like. There you go. And that's all there is to it.